This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And oftentimes when we put new goals in front of ourselves, we recognize that it's going to take more effort and more action, which is great, except for the fact that we're already overscheduled. We're not even doing a good job of taking care of ourselves in the moment. And so how is it possible for us to do more? So today, we're going to tap on and deal with that dichotomy. So tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath, and just move from tapping point to tapping point and just repeat after me. Even though I know I want better, I understand it's going to take more work. I understand it's going to take more effort to do things that I'm not currently doing. Intellectually, I understand and appreciate all of this. But at the exact same time, I'm barely managing as it is. I feel like I'm constantly behind. That I'm struggling to catch up. That I don't have the energy to take care of myself in the moment. And there's a part of me that wonders, how is it going to be possible for me to do more? For me to take more action? For me to put more on my plate? And I recognize the fact that I do need to do work. That I do need to be thoughtful and eliminate some things from my life, rebalance my life, reprioritize my life, and in some cases simply work harder. But this rejiggering isn't forever. Adding more isn't a permanent thing. I might be doing more now, but that's to set me up for less later. That's to set me up for a more balanced life. For an easier life. For a more productive life. I appreciate the part of me that is concerned that I don't have the time, the space, or the energy to add something new, to add something more. But I do know that this is a process that is positioned to make it easier in the long term. It's good to recognize what needs to be done. It's good to recognize it might be hard. But in the context of what it will become, it is worth the energy and the effort.